What's going on, Straight Talk About Life listeners? Thank you so much for joining me on today. If you are over on my Feel the Beat web radio station, thank you so much for getting up at 6 a.m. to listen to me. It means so much. Thanks for all of your support. If you're listening to me on any of my other platforms, such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Pocket Casts, and Radio Public. If you're listening to me on any of those platforms, thank you so much for joining me. If you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. I have a positive podcast. I speak about positive things, affirmations, things to motivate you, uplift you, encourage you. I share my life experiences with you as well. So that's what you're going to get when you come to my podcast. So I have a question for you all today. A question. Are you living out your dreams? Are you walking in your purpose? Are you doing what makes you happy? What brings you joy? Or are you living for someone else or other people? Are you living for your children, your spouse, your family members? Are you doing what they want you to do? Think about that long and hard and then answer that question. You know, I ran across a post today and I screenshot it because I want to share this with you all. It says, "Hey sis, two things you can never get back is life and time. Don't waste your time in life and don't let time pass life by. Do what makes you happy. Surround yourself with genuine people and love the life that you live. Your destiny here is not by chance, but by a divine purpose. Make every second count because time flies. But you are the pilot. Be intentional and keep going." I had to read that to you all because I found that to be so powerful. Powerful. That's something that a lot of us don't even think about. Yes, you know, we lose people all the time, and then we say, life is short. But when you really do some self-evaluation and you sit back and you really think about your life, think about where you are, think about things that you want to accomplish. When you just sit down and, you know, just have your me time, I'm sure some of those questions that I asked you earlier comes to mind. And if you're honest with yourself, if you're really honest with yourself, you'll answer those questions honestly. And you'll probably find that you're probably not living out your dreams. You're probably not walking in your purpose. You're probably living for your family. You're probably doing what they want you to do. You've probably gotten into a routine of going to work every day, coming home, cooking, getting ready for the next day. Sometimes we get in a routine. But I am here to tell you that this life that we're living can be over with today or tomorrow. And when you really think about those words, what I just said, it makes you really think, like, wow, there's so many things that I haven't done yet. There's so many things that I want to do. So many places I want to go. So many people I want to meet. But you're just getting in your own way. You're stagnant. You're afraid. I can say that because I'm speaking to myself as well. I've been afraid for so many years to get out there and live life. I have been living for everyone else. And I mean, in the moment, it was good because I like to make sure everyone around me is good. Everyone's happy. That's just me. But along the way, I lost myself. I lost myself, got caught up in being mom, got caught up in working, got caught up in being a student, got caught up in being a spouse, got caught up in everything. And I forgot about myself. And I tell you, I can be honest and say this. A lot of people are in denial. They want to pretend and put on the front like everything is okay, but if you really just sit back and think, everything's not okay. You're in a routine. You've gotten in the habit of just doing the same things every day. You've gotten in the habit of taking care of everyone and making sure everyone is okay and forgetting about yourself. Let me ask you another question. How many of you have actual self-care days? Or maybe a half a day, an hour, 30 minutes. Self-care. Nothing but taking care of yourself, not worrying about anyone else, no kids, no spouse, no friends. How many of you have me time? And it's easy to sit and say, I'm busy. I don't have time. You know, I have people depending on me and all of that. It's really easy to say that. But let me be honest with you for a second. Once you're gone, meaning no longer here on earth, once you're gone, those same people that you were taking care of, those same people that you gave all of your time and energy to, those same people are gonna mourn you for all of 2 seconds, and then they're gonna go on and live their life. I want you to let that soak in, what I just said. They're gonna mourn you. They're gonna think about you. They're gonna have memories. They might even look at your pictures. They may even visit your burial site. Yeah, they're gonna miss you. But they're gonna be here living their life. They're gonna be here accomplishing goals, taking trips, doing all of the things that you were supposed to do. But you were too tied up into making sure that everyone else was okay. Everyone else was comfortable. Omitting your own dreams and goals for them. So I'll say this, you're not selfish at all if you have self-care days, hours, minutes. You're not selfish at all if you have me time where nobody can bother you. It's just you and your thoughts. There's nothing wrong with that. You're not being selfish. You're actually making sure that you're happy. You're actually having time to reflect. You're making time for yourself. and I had a hard time with this. I had a really hard time with this because I used to feel like if I wasn't helping someone or doing something special for someone, if I wasn't doing something, I felt like I wasn't really accomplishing anything. I kind of felt empty. You can even say I was a people pleaser, because that's exactly what it is, if you're honest. I had to think about that. And I had to realize and snap out of it and realize that I have to take care of me. I can still help and take care of people, you know, when I can. But it's not an obligation to me anymore. Unless it's my children, of course. You know, I'm obligated to take care of my babies, of course. However, my babies have to understand that I have to have some time to myself, even if it's only 30 minutes. In order for me to be whole and be able to be a good parent, to be a good friend, to be a good lover, spouse, whatever. In order for me to be whole, I have to take care of me first. I do. You should feel the same way. You should. You're not selfish. You're doing the right thing. Enjoy life. Put your dreams and goals first. Love on yourself. First love is self-love. Love on yourself. You know, there's a happiness and a peace that comes with loving yourself. For many years, I did not love myself. I thought I was loving myself. If you'd have asked me, did I love myself? I would have said yes. But the more mature and wise me would tell you now, no, I didn't love myself at all. There's so many things that I tolerated that I should not have tolerated. If I loved myself, I would not have tolerated anything that was foolishness or anything that was hurtful. I wouldn't have entertained it at all. So, the more mature and wise me can tell you, I did not love myself correctly. Now, I do. I'm still learning. I'm a work in progress. Yes, there are some flaws. There are some things that I would love to change, some things that, you know, I look at and I'm like, okay, girl, we need to work on it. There's still some things that I have to work on. I'm not perfect. But loving yourself is not physical. I mean, it's not always what's on the outside. That's what I'm trying to say. It's about what's on the inside. And if you're a whole on the inside, if you really, 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 really love yourself, if you're there for yourself, you show up for yourself, you're taking care of your mental, you're doing all of the things, then yes, that is self-love. Sometimes people get it twisted though. You go to talking about self-love and they're thinking about the outer appearance, how a person looks. That's how a lot of people end up in relationships that aren't good, because they're so hung up on the outer appearance. You know, the person that looks basic, regular, may not have the biggest breast and butt. They may not have the best body in the world, woman or man. But this person may have the kindest heart. This person will probably give you the shirt off their back. This person is whole. This person probably is very mature. They probably can motivate you, uplift you. That person may get looked over for Big Booty Judy that's walking by. She just had her BBL done. Hey, I'm not knocking the BBLs. They look good. But you have to think about it. This person up here, that's what some guys call basic and normal, is gonna get passed over because most guys are visual. I've heard all guys are. You like looking at, you know, the outer appearance. Forget the inside. You know, some of them just want to say they have a bad B on their arm. Or their woman is a 10. They're more concerned about what people have to say. How they look. How she makes him look. But I'm here to tell you. If you're looking at that and if that's you, you're going to let the best person of your life pass you by. Your blessing, you're gonna let that pass you by. That person may have been sent from the Most High to help you elevate, to love on you, to show you what real genuine love is. But you're gonna pass them up because they don't look the part, or because your friends may clown you because she's not a 10. Or a bad B. People need to stop being so shallow. That goes for women and men. Stop being so shallow and materialistic. Stop it. Stop it. Things will pass you by. They'll break. They'll go out of style. They'll get old. People's appearance may eventually fade as they age. Those big booties may drop. They may not sit up as high when they're 50 or 60 years old. They might drop a little bit. Those breasts that were so perky and so pretty to look at are probably gonna drop a little bit, especially if she has a baby or two and breastfeed. Trust me, I know. They're not gonna sit up like they did when she was 20. And then what are you gonna do? You were so hung up on how this person looked and how they made you look. And now the looks are fading. They're not like they were in the beginning. So then you have to ask the question, rhetorical question. Does this person mentally stimulate me? Can I sit and have a conversation with this person without getting irritated? Can they have an intelligent conversation? I should say that. Do they know anything about the world? Have they traveled the world? Have they done anything? And 9 times out of 10, probably not all of those things. Maybe 1 or 2. But then, what are you gonna do? You're sitting here with Big Booty Judy that doesn't have the high booty anymore and the sagging breast, and you can't even have a conversation with her. So then you're probably gonna get tired and bored and want somebody else. we'll probably start looking at other things. So the point I'm making is, stop being hung up on how people look. Stop being hung up on material things. And start diving deep into conversations with people. Get to know people. Get to know them. Find out their likes and dislikes. Even if this is not someone that you're romantically interested in, if you just want to be friends with this person, it's good to know your friend. You want to know your friend. How can you call yourself friends and you don't even know this person's favorite color or what foods they like? You know, what makes them happy or sad? Like, what kind of friend are you? I'm sorry, but I don't want a friend like that. I don't. If we can't talk, conversate, have intelligent conversations about things, and not people, then yeah, we don't have anything to talk about. I am not interested in talking about people. Or what people don't have. Or talking about the latest gossip in the news and all that. Like, there's so many other things that we could talk about. So many other things that you could do besides being hung up on people's looks and material things. Because I promise you, one day they're gonna fade. Both. They're gonna fade. So yeah, you guys, I have had an interesting day. A pretty good day. Everything's been positive. I've been positive as usual. Making the most out of situations and all of that. And I hope everyone that's listening to me right now has had a fantastic day. I hope you've been positive. I hope you spread love and light to everyone that you've met or seen today. I wish that for you. And the world just needs more love. Needs more love. More loving on each other. More motivation. Encouragement. Uplifting people. Stop being jealous of people. It's so crazy to me how some people literally will get jealous of what someone else has and what they're doing instead of making their own way. You are unique. Everyone is unique. So find your own lane. Find what makes you happy. Don't try to be like the next person because you're not them. I mean, we're all here for a reason. We all have our own purpose, our own journeys. I've never strived to be like someone else. So, you know, people have motivated me and encouraged me to do things, but I don't... Saying I want to be like someone? Nah, I don't think I've been there with it. But yeah, do what makes you happy and live life. Live out your dreams, your purpose. Love on yourself, love on each other. Make friends, make love. Hug people, kiss them. Smile just for no reason. Get out in nature. Ground when you can. I mean, we're coming up on spring, so like this is the perfect time to get out there and enjoy the weather. This is the official new year. Everything is new again. All the flowers are getting ready to start coming out. Get out there and enjoy nature. And while I'm telling you that, I'm telling myself that as well. Yes, get out there and enjoy nature. And I absolutely love butterflies. If you're listening to me and you know me personally, or if you follow me on TikTok or Facebook or something, you'll know that I love butterflies. I'm always posting butterflies. They're very significant to me. And if you're not familiar with butterflies, then I encourage you to read up on them. Read up on them. I remember, and I've spoken about this in another episode like a long time ago, but I remember when my brother first passed away, I used to see butterflies all the time. There was this one particular butterfly. When I was hiking one day, I saw it and it would not leave me alone. And it made my day. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. It made my day. So yeah, you should read up on the significance of butterflies. And if you enjoy the water, get out there and enjoy the beautiful water, the beach. If you like fishing, get out there and do that too. I am still a country girl at heart, and I love fishing. I've been doing it since I was a little girl with my grandma, and I taught my daughters how to fish. My two grown daughters, I taught them how we used to fish when they were younger, but I don't think they've done any fishing since they've been grown. Nah, I think my oldest have. But anyway, fishing is like, it's therapeutic. You get out there on that water, it's so peaceful out there. Of course, it's even better when you can catch fish, but it's very nice out there. So yeah, you should enjoy that as well. I am going to go ahead and end today's podcast, you guys. I want to say again, thank you all so much for listening to me, for joining me, for constantly coming back to support all of my subscribers. If you haven't noticed, I think it's already taken effect. The membership is no longer $3.99 a month. It's now $2.99 a month. So yeah, thank you all so much for supporting. And if you are considering supporting, I would appreciate you joining my team. You mean a whole lot to me. Let me see. If you're not familiar with my Feel the Beat web radio station, on any of my social media platforms, you can just press that link in my bio. It should take you right to the station. It's a 24-hour web radio station. Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. You'll hear my podcast. You'll occasionally get me over there on the station as an area where I can chat with you. You can request your favorite songs. You can leave a message for me. There are some pictures in my photos, my gallery. What else? Oh, my top five songs. Some of the top videos, all of that over there. So join me on the Feel the Beat web radio station, you guys. I think I've covered everything for now. I want you all to know that you are amazing and you can accomplish anything in this world that you want to accomplish. Don't let anyone psych you out of your dreams. Keep going. I want you to know that the Most High loves you so much, and I love you as well. Have a great day.